With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design, and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain, or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
Welcome back to the Lions Den here live on FNR Football Nation Radio. This is, of course, the official Preston Lions Club show. Josh Parrish here in studio with Chris Terpos, filling in for Dave Svetkovsky. And with us now, we have one of the mainstays of the men's team, Lachie Royce. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh.
Now, first off, is it Royce or Roos? Because I'm going off the, you know, the German superstar, of course.
But we'll go with Royce.
Royce. All right, let's just get that settled off the bat. But I guess we'll start. We'll get it out of the way. 0-0 draw against Essendon Royals on the weekend. Fans, players, everyone a little bit frustrated with the performance. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you can only come off frustrated from a performance like that. But again, you just got to pick yourself up and go again. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, and it was one of those games where you probably had, I don't know how much possession, 70%. You had a lot more of the chances. Of course, Essendon ended up, you know, nearly putting in a sucker punch a couple of times, hit the post. But so maybe in the end, just be thankful that you picked up a point and move on.
Yeah, look, like I said, it's one of those things that you take the draw, you take a 1 point and you go on for the rest of the season. That 1 point could take us and get us over the line. So you never know. Look, they could have jagged one at the end. They probably had the best chances, the ones that could have gone in. I think we maybe had 2-3 really good chances that we should have finished, but we'll take the 1 point, we move on, we forget about it, and don't let the frustration build up.
Mm. Did Lou have much to say after the game, or immediately after the game, or did he sort of leave it for the review at training on Monday? What was his sort of feedback to the playing group following the game?
I won't say too much about it. He wasn't happy. We'll just put it that way. We've all got to pick up our act for this weekend.
Yep, big game this weekend, 100%.
Yep.
So it's your second year now at Preston, having joined it partway through last season, and you're firmly entrenched in the club now. Just looking back at last year as a whole, how did you find the Preston experience compared to some of your other previous clubs?
Yeah, look, I loved it. Preston, they welcome you in like a family. The coaching staff, the players, all the supporters, the sponsors, everyone. So it's very different in that standpoint, where everyone just accepts you and, everyone is just like a family.
And take us through your football journey. Where did you start? Where did you grow up? Just take us through the condensed Lachie Roos biography.
So I started on the Gold Coast. Grew up on the Gold Coast until I was about 17, 18. Moved to Sydney. That's where I started playing the NPL in Sydney. And played there for a few seasons before going over to America. And I obviously took a few of the Australian boys over there, Reece being one of them. And then eventually came back to the Gold Coast playing for Gold Coast United in the NPL in Queensland. And then just moved down to Preston. And that's obviously where Reece came along as well.
So tell us about that US college experience. How old were you when that all sort of all took place?
I was 20, heading over to college, so still underage, couldn't drink or anything like that.
Yep.
But yeah, I had a great time. It was more of a life decision. You can get your degree, got a free degree, and yeah, had a great time. Played in a really good, a strong league over there as well. So the football standard is pretty close to an NPL, maybe just a bit below.
Yep.
But yeah, it was awesome.
And where exactly was it in the US?
So the first 2 years was over at St. Louis, just east of St. Louis in Illinois.
Yep.
And then after that, I moved over to Texas. Texas was for about a year and a bit before moving back.
Did you get to attend any major league soccer games over there while you were there?
I didn't. No, I didn't actually. I've been to a few of their stadiums with the college teams, but never went to an MLS game. I went to an NFL game, which is awesome, yep. College football game. The college football had more people at the game. They had 95,000. So they had more people at the game than the NFL. So
I've heard
that was unreal.
I've heard they make those days just a massive day out. There's barbecues in the car parks, and it's just crazy stuff.
Yep. Tailgating. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's marching bands and all sorts, a lot of pageantry around it, I imagine.
Yeah, they're very patriotic, the Americans. So.
Don't do things by half.
No, not at all.
But moving on to Preston, second year at the club, I think my supporters will know you best for your 30-metre screamer against North Sunshine Eagles last season. Tell us about that goal and what it meant.
Oh, look, it was one of those moments where, and it could have been anyone. We have that much quality across the board that anyone could have stepped up in that moment. It was just, I'm grateful I got to have my chance. I banged one 5 minutes earlier that just was absolute rubbish. It went along the ground, so it was nothing. And then I had my second chance, and I thought, I can't stuff this one up, get some air on it. And then, yeah, the keeper was just caught out. And to put it against them, of all teams, I was stoked.
Because there's a pretty sensational atmosphere in those games, from what I've been told.
Yeah, the raw, as soon as I kind of scored, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, I just heard the roar, and I went, I'll run over to the crowd.
Holy crap, I've scored the best goal in... in my career.
Yeah, it was one of those. You just look back and go, oh, hopefully we can score another one of them. But if not, take what you get. And, in the end of the day, we got 3 points. It was the most important thing. And in the context of the season, yeah, it was vital. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. And we do it this season instead.
Just getting back onto that goal, be honest, how many times have you replayed that back on the video?
I didn't see it for a while. Once it came up on our YouTube or our highlights, I did watch it probably at least 5-6 times. And then it was just kind of like other people showing me going, well, have you seen this goal? And I'm like, yeah, I have seen it. But I'll watch it again.
Is it the best goal you've ever scored?
No, there was probably one the same last year before I came back. I do some silly things in games, and I often have cracks from halfway, and for last season, just before, probably 3 games before I signed for Preston, I was able to score one of those goals from halfway where I chipped the keeper against Brisbane Strikers. So probably classify that for one of my best.
God, where was the keeper standing?
Just inside his 18. So, yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm remembering correctly now. Did you have a crack from halfway on the weekend? Was that you? I think someone did.
Yeah, so I haven't been... I've been told not to do that ever again. And if I do, I'm likely to be dropped. So you won't be seeing me doing anything silly like that again.
Probably for the best, but, you know, I'm a little sad that we won't see that in the highlight reel this season. Talk us through the squad that we've got now. I mean, obviously, you've known Reece for quite a long time. What is your relationship like off the field?
Off the field, up and down. So best mates for 95% of the time. 5% of the time you have those arguments that any brother would. So, obviously we're in each other's faces 24/7. So we obviously, just like any brother, you would fight eventually. Things build up, but then you get past it and you forget about it. It's just one of those things. We get over it in 2 minutes. So,
and there's a lot of big characters in the Preston team, I can tell already. Yeah, Breezy for one of them.
Yeah, Breezy's he's a big player, so... He's good to have around. He's a leader, so it's one of those. We've got Breezy, not just Reece. We've got Ace. We've got a few of the Perth boys come over. We've got Norm, the captain, Semi. We've got a lot of the boys who pretty much all stand up and can lead at any point in time. So it's good.
Cool. Well, looking ahead to this weekend's game, Lockie against Altona City. We've already had a bit of a look at Altona City earlier this season in the FFA Cup, where we won that game 4-1. What are you expecting from them this weekend? Because they're obviously sitting on top of the ladder now with 3 straight wins. So,
yep. So they will come out firing. I know that for sure. They did last season. They put 2 passes early. So it's one of those matches where it's not just the fact that we need 3 points, but I don't want to be losing 3 points to them. Yep. I'm not a big fan of how they approached our game. And I wouldn't say that they're the only team, but they were very physical,
yep.
Just the things off the ball. So it's just one of those things. We need to come, bring our A game and try and knock them over early.
Cool. Well, that game kicks off on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. down at Kim Reserve in Altona.
How do you manage the emotions when a team is approaching a game like that? I know, you know, and how do you keep your teammates from blowing their tops when maybe the referee isn't doing anything about it and you're getting rough treatment?
To be fair, it's kind of you lean on each other. At moments, I'm about to lose my head, not just at the other team, but the ref sometimes, and it takes someone to pull you in to go, look, just it's not worth it, because if I was to get a red card, it's going to cost the team. I think I've done it for Breezy, I've done it for Reese, I've done it for a few of the boys where you just go, just forget about it, move on, because it's, the most important thing is having 11 players out there. The only time, or not the only time, but most of the time, another team is going to only stand a chance against us when we have 10 players on the field. As seen last year, I think we had 3 or 4 red cards, perhaps, and we lost most of them.
And I did want to ask you about one of the new boys who's come in. Correct me if I'm wrong, might have been his first appearance on the weekend, Julio. What kind of player is he? Was it that his first competitive game, or have I got that completely wrong?
No, that's correct. Julio, he's, I'm not quite sure what's happening with Julio, but he's good to have around. He's very skillful on the ball. He's a class player. He's a class act. So it was Semi. We have Semi Mason-Smith who came in, but that's his second on the weekend. Mm. So it's good to have both those boys join us. Moving forward, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a juggling act for Lou at the moment with the 5 visa players as it is, and only managing to squeeze 4 onto the team sheet. Mm. So
it's definitely a headache, but it's a good one for the coach.
Good one to have, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Lions Den, and best of luck for this weekend's big game.
Thanks for having me.
Lockie Royce joining us here on the Lions Den. We're going to take another short break before we speak to a club legend, so stick with us.